Well, g'day guys. Welcome to the Graham Show. Tongue in cheek, honestly. This is my daily video and podcast where I just talk and share about life, God, things, motorcycles, good books I'm reading, politics, COVID, whatever, things like that. So how's your day going, guys? Today is Tuesday, November the 3rd, election day here in the United States. Let me get back to that in a minute, but whatever, it's Tuesday. And today is going to be a wonderful day. Today was designed by the King of Heaven, by Jesus, and he really wants us to enjoy and do life today. Come on, just think about that with me for a moment. Today, there are going to be, I don't know, but thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of babies born all over the world. Today, there are going to be people stepping into eternity who know God and people who've rejected God's offer of life. Today, there are going to be people married. There are going to be people who start businesses, people who fail in businesses, people who get ill, people who get healed, and all of the tapestry of humanity is going on today. And, you know, God wants to walk with you and I today. I was just thinking that today. I've been for a walk for an hour already, and God wants to walk with us every day. Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I believe, God, we can walk wherever we want to, but I think God wants to order our steps. He doesn't want to control our steps, but he wants to order them. So I'm cheering you on and praying that you have a great day today. What does my day look like? Well, I'm about to join a conference call prayer meeting for 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to go and get a cup of coffee. I'm about to go to my office. I've got about 4 meetings. Lunch appointment today. I'm going to whip back and have some coffee and spend some time with my kids mid-afternoon. And then I have a leaders meeting early evening. And then I'm going to watch the Punch and Judy show. No, the elections. So who's going to win? I do not know. You know, it looks, or if you were looking at all the polls, you would say Biden will win. I have a sneaky suspicion Trump's going to win. But I honestly do not know. And I don't want to say I don't mind. I'm passionately pro-life, which would mean I'd probably vote for Trump. But whoever wins, Jesus is Lord and life will go on. And, you know, here's something I was thinking today that I think it's really important. Do you know the body of Christ will end up judging the world, judging nations? I don't mean condemning them, but I mean literally like judges. The body of Christ, I think in the millennial or, you know, in eternity future, will end up literally bringing the justice of God to bear. And to do that, I once heard Justice Roberts. I'm not a big fan of him, but I remember years ago driving to preach in Belgium from the south of France where I lived. And the only English-speaking thing I could find was the Senate hearings for Justice John Roberts. This is about 2004. So I ended up listening to this on the autoroute, driving up through France and Luxembourg and into East Belgium. And it always stayed with me. I remember Judge Roberts saying that, you know, in a way, he's having this hearing, as, you know, we've seen with Justice Amy Coney Barrett recently. And of course, both sides want to pull him into their direction. You should be for this. You should be against this. And Justice Roberts gave the good analogy. He said a judge should call balls and strikes. A judge should look at a matter impartially and I know nothing about baseball, but probably like the guy at Wimbledon, like a tennis umpire, should look and be above the game and call balls and strikes. He shouldn't be for the Red Sox or for the Yankees. He should be for the truth. And I think the body of Christ, what I'm interested in seeing in this election and probably some of the post-election wrangling that's going to go on, I know, again, I can't vote. I know who I'd vote for if I could, and I'm not making any secret of that. But I do want to see the body of Christ rise above politics. Whenever we think that we're one constituency of one political party, we have sold ourselves out. I say that lovingly, but we prostituted ourselves. We are not, our vote should not be for sale, and our opinion should not be for sale. The church should be the greatest, I mean, actually the only true voice of heaven on the earth. In the Old Covenant, for better or worse, Israel was not a perfect nation, but they were a chosen nation. And Israel literally had a mission to be the priests for the world. You know, every year they'd sacrifice 70 bulls because there were 70 nations on planet Earth. And Israel had a call to be, in a way, the model nation on Earth to show the other nations what it's like when you walk with God. You know, a lot of the blessings and the curses you see in Deuteronomy, it's literally God saying, I want to show the world through you, Israel, when a nation walks with me and honors me, you'll be the head and not the tail. You'll be above only and not beneath. You'll be blessed. You will lend to many nations and you shall not borrow. God, I don't believe he was saying it's a sin to borrow. He was saying, I'm going to bless you so much you will not borrow. And it's really interesting, when Israel walked, it often didn't. But when Israel walked within those parameters, the nations of the world, the Queen of Sheba, the nations would come to Israel and say, tell us about your God. Tell us about the God you serve. And I believe in one sense, the church is here. We're here bringing the gospel to the world, but we should actually be We should be for balls and strikes. We should be able to look at either candidate and go, this is good in them, this is not good in them, and not be so sucked into one team or one party that we end up seeing 100% good in one and 100% bad in another. So again, you know, as a personal thing, I would be for Mr. Trump, but I'd be for him with my eyes open. I'd look at him and I can give a big long list of the things I don't like, but I can give a big long list of the things I like. But I respect and don't despise those who'd say the same for Mr. Biden. And I'm interested. I really want the right person to win. I want to see justice and righteousness flow in America and the nations of the world. But I equally want to see the church come out of this with our integrity intact. I don't want to see the church sell itself out. Two things. Here's my little two cents. I think, I haven't seen this happen, but in one way, my dream would be that the church would go to both candidates and say, we're willing to vote for either one of you, but here's what you would have to do to get our vote. Here's what God says about the unborn. Here's what God says about the immigrant. Here's what God says about education. Here's what God says about defense and civil order. Here's what God says about racism. And that when we put all of our eggs in the blue basket or the red basket, I think we miss it. I think our voice should not be for hire in a way. I think we should be here, the representatives of King Jesus on planet Earth. Boom. So that's my two cents, but what do I know? So I'm wishing well, and again, praying for peace for America. But balls and strikes is a really great way, I think, of looking at that. Boom. Hey, one last thought here as well. You know, it's at times my friends from Europe, as most of you know, I'm British. I lived basically 20 years in the UK and then 20 years in France. I know whenever I'm around Europeans and they talk about American politics, or particularly about our current president, it's like they go, how on earth could anybody vote for him? It's like it doesn't make any sense to them. I've had many Christian leaders say to me, how on earth could a Christian vote for him? And here's one thing I would say to my friends in Europe or any of my other friends in America who wouldn't get that. You know, Scott Adams, the Dilbert cartoonist, here's a great analogy. He often talks about people watching two completely different movies at the same time. Imagine a family sitting in a room and there's two TV screens, and one's watching Bambi and the other's watching the Rocky Horror Picture Show or whatever, Rocky or something. And I think, you know, this is true in many nations, but it's never been more true in America. And with things like social media, it gets more and more true that often people are watching completely different movies. And if you, I won't go there, but my point is, whatever news channel you watch, most of them are about 95% for one candidate or for another. And after a while, that gets inside of you. You begin to filter what somebody does through, this is a bad, terrible orange person and everything about them's bad. Or you begin to filter that through, this guy's really clever and he's playing four-dimensional chess and yeah, he's got a few faults, but he's going to break through. And we end up living in confirmation bias where we're watching the same thing, but we're watching completely different things at the same time. And I think what social media does, it often gathers us together in tribes where we rarely hear, we rarely talk to others watching the other movie. Or when we do, we sort of fire insults over the parapluie. You're a bad person because you do this. You're a bad person because you do that. And I think we've got to break that two movie thing, because God is not watching two movies. And the answer is not to try to persuade 50% of the country to watch your movie. And the answer is not for you to leave your movie and join the other 50%. The answer, I think, as believers, should be to constantly praying, Lord, what do you see? Lord, open the eyes of my understanding. What movie are you watching, and how do you want me to look at and interpret the events that I'm walking through? So don't watch the left movie or the right movie or the CNN movie or the Fox movie. Watch the heavenly movie. Great. Hey guys, cheering you on. Hey, just tomorrow evening, I'm going to be doing a Bible study. I'll be doing it in person here in Sturbridge at Sturbridge Worship Center, but also online at 7:30. So that will be on all of my church websites, but equally on gjm.org. I'm going to be talking about permission, advice, consent, and blessing, and just some interesting kingdom concepts about people walking into their life. It's funny, I got up this morning and the Lord said to me, I'm trying to birth things all over the earth. And then it's like the Lord said to me, Satan tries to stop the things of God being conceived. He tries to abort them when they've been conceived. And if he can't do that, he'll try to get them to miscarry. And if he can't do that, he'll try to get them to be premature. And I actually see a bunch of people right now stepping into the calling, and they're not quite ready for it. And it's like they're, you know, premature babies aren't usually healthy, and they need a lot of life support sometimes to get them through to that healthy place. So I'm going to be talking tomorrow about how God wants to birth things in us, and when we should be looking for permission, when we should be looking for consent, when we should be looking for advice or wisdom, and when we should be looking for blessing. Interesting ideas. Boom. Hey guys, if you're here in America, go vote. Go vote, go vote, go vote. And pray, vote, and love, I say, and then pray again. Love you. Love to hear from you. If you think I'm wrong, tell me where I'm wrong. I love you no matter what you think, and I'm just rambling here on this video today. So thanks for watching, guys, and I hope to see you real soon. Have a great day in the kingdom of God. Bye for now.